The person to do it is David. Thorpe was speaking in a strangely flat monotone, Bessel noticed. Also, his eyes seemed to have retreated into his head. Under the circumstances, Bessel felt that he needed to be absolutely clear about what Thorpe was proposing. Was he seriously suggesting that David Holmes should murder Norman Scott? Well, I can't do it. It'd be too obvious. The same applies to you. So there's nobody but David. From what he'd seen of David Holmes' behaviour when he was trying to make himself inconspicuous on Pall Mall, Bessel suspected he was just about the last person he could imagine committing the perfect murder. When Jenna threw herself into the rubbish chute, she was so terrified of the assassin that she didn't have time to be afraid of the chute. But as she tumbled uncontrollably downwards into the pitch blackness, she felt an overwhelming panic well up inside her. The inside of the rubbish chute was as cold and slippery as ice. It was made from highly polished black slate, seamlessly cut and joined by the master masons who had built the Wizard Tower many hundreds of years ago. The drop was steep, too steep for Jenna to have any control over how she fell. So she tumbled and twisted this way and that, rolling from side to side. But the worst thing was the dog. The usher unlocked the door to their box with a heavy brass skeleton key that he wore around his neck on a velvet cord. He made a slight bow to each of them while distributing the programmes. The three of them had 8 red velvet chairs to choose from. Marina leaned over the brass railing on their balcony to watch the prosperous citizens of Manaus find their way to their seats. The inside of the house was a wedding cake. Every intricately decorated layer balanced delicately on the shoulders of the one beneath it, rising up and up to the ceiling where frescoed angels parted the wandering clouds with their hands.